how silly and dangerous it is for fans to read too much into preseason.
Preseason is I won't say how silly it is for fans, because fans are going to be fans, and a true fan, the definition is a fanatic, you know. So at any moment, they don't want to lose. They don't want anything to look bad. But for clarity for the fans, whoever sees this or hears this, we use preseason as a grading scale for certain themes, not necessarily of a game, but we just, you know, it's to brush up on things and certain stuff. And, you know, they're always like, well, you didn't do this, you didn't do that. There's a difference in a real week. You game plan for everything. You have certain situations, you will do different stuff. And that's not what preseason is for. It's not to win the game. It's to brush up on all your stuff so you'll be ready week one.
Are there things that you look at that for signs that you know that things are going to be good? I mean, there are certain specific things.
That I look for?
Yeah.
As far as practice goes, you brush up on your technique, and you coach always says we use training camp to get ready for the season. and everybody needs training camp, and different players get ready at different times. Sometimes, like a guy like Vincent Jackson, I don't think he ever wasn't ready. You know, with a guy like me, I have to brush back up on my technique, get my hands right, timing down on my pass rush, work on different moves, different things. But when those things start to come and then you start to see things flow smoothly, then you kind of get excited because it's like, all right, it's time to go now.
Will this game be a little bit different, Gerald, in terms of game plan? A little bit more?
Yeah, you know, the third preseason game for every team is kind of like a dress rehearsal for the season. Not a full 100% game plan, but, you know, more of a game week style game. And the starters on all teams around the NFL play a lot more. And we'll do the same. So this will be a good test for us, see where we at.
Hakeem Smith said you've taken him under your wing since day one. He's learned a lot from you, but I guess the one thing that he really watches is the motor you have. Even when they try to shut you down, you keep going. Is that something you want to filter throughout this whole team?
Yeah. You know, just pushing nonstop. People always just make fun of me because they said, oh, you know, you're a Christian guy, you're a nice guy. You know, you can't be mean. I feel personally, if you're playing for the Lord, you should be the hardest working person on the team or definitely on the field, you know. And that's just what I try and be, man. I just try and go nonstop, because I always tell the D lineman, if you can't do it full speed when we in just drills or practice, there's no way you're gonna do it when the lights come on. So there's just one thing I practice.
He said, I asked him, I said, on this whole team, who stands out to you the most? Who impresses you the most? And he said, obviously, Jim McCoy.
It's being nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Right answer from a rookie.
Yeah, that's great. I won't mess with him.
How's Spence coming along, Jerry?
Spence is coming along, man. He slowly but surely. For a second there, it was seeming like he needed more time, but then out of the blue, it was just like, bang. Okay. Maybe he just had a rough night or something, because he came out and he's been playing real well for us, and clearly that's why he's with the ones, man. And he's a hard worker, comes out with me before practice every day, and we work on our stuff, and you know, he's going to be good for us this year.
What were your first impressions of Trevor Scott, the new defensive end out there today?
I didn't get to see him much, but one thing I did see, we did drills, man. He's got quick feet and hands. I'll get to see a little more as a little bit goes on, but from the little bit I seen, we do a drill, we work on our hand speed, and he has real quick hands, you know. So I didn't see him much in pass rush, because I was talking to coach and helping guys, but from what I seen, he's pretty quick.